From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song Stain by the band Hawk and Dove.
So we lie on the bed sheets. I might laugh, you might cry. But who are we kidding? We both know that we've lied like as close.
The Brooklyn-based band is on the rise and will be at the Capitol Center for the Arts on Friday night. We caught up with lead singer Elijah Miller and asked him to describe the band's indie rock sound.
The band has been described as the loudest, quiet band you've ever heard, and we actually really liked that description. Hawk and Dove, as is also represented by the name, is kind of an exploration of like musical juxtapositions and emotional juxtapositions, and we really try to explore the loudness and the quietness and the aggressiveness and the calm that can be expressed in a number of ways through music.
Shine a light into my window. We dance across each other's ceilings. We stepped outside in the yard. Next to the bushes that were bleeding.
The band is made up of six people, and you know, everyone sometimes is very quiet and reserved, and sometimes they're playing as hard and intensely as they can figure out how to do. There's a bit of moving around on stage as well, but we, you know, I think it's pretty smooth, and it tends to create a pretty exciting experience for the audience, from what I've heard.
You must believe I could carve faces for you. Oh. Someone would be falling, and with never a winner, she begged with her shoulders hung down to her feet. So I rolled on down as close to the ground as my stomach could bear, and I planted the seed.
No, I never feel nervous or apprehension about putting myself out there with these lyrics. It's just the only way that I enjoy expressing myself. It's the only way this feels honest. It's the only way this feels the most accurate.
So you grew and stood still as your fingers spread out and your nails turned to buds with the blood running out.
Elijah Miller there from the band Hawk and Dove. They'll be playing at the Capitol Center for the Arts on Friday night, along with New Hampshire favorites and a band we're pretty sure Word of Mouth fans will recognize, Darlingside. There's more on both bands, including a video of Darlingside performing live at NHPR Studio D. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. And there's plenty more exciting events happening in New Hampshire in the coming days. Tonight, we kick off a new season of Writers on a New England Stage with the author Margaret Atwood. I'll be speaking with her about her particular brand of speculative fiction, as she calls it, live on stage at the Music Hall for a future broadcast. And tomorrow night on that very same stage is the opening of Telluride by the Sea with the film Nebraska, starring Bruce Dern and Will Forte.
So you told the sheriff that you were walking to Nebraska.
That's right. To get my $1 million. We are now authorized to pay $1 million to Woodrow T. Grant of Billings, Montana.
You didn't win anything. It's a complete scam. So you gotta stop this, okay?
I'm running out of time. Thank you.
Everybody's saying how Woody Grant's a millionaire.
That's no big deal.
No big deal? Jeez. Million here, a million there. Well, the newspaper's gonna do a big write-up on you.
Telluride by the Sea promises six feature films that were handpicked by Bill and Stella Pence. They are co-founders of the original Colorado Telluride Film Festival. All the films are going to be shown either at the Music Hall or the Loft, and there's going to be a wide variety of movies from unknown indies and art house films to some features that are really being looked forward to for the upcoming fall movie season. And for those on the other side of the state, there is Telluride at Dartmouth. That's going to be happening this weekend at the Hopkins Center for the Arts. The same films will be playing at both festivals. And at Dartmouth, it adds a whole rash of movies to the Werner Herzogapalooza, which is also at Dartmouth this weekend. And if you're a fan of storytelling, the AVA Gallery and Art Center in Lebanon is hosting its first ever gathering of the Mudroom. That's going to be tomorrow night. It's a storytelling event in the vein of the moth. Five Upper Valley residents are going to be on stage sharing personal stories relating to the show's theme, which is getting schooled. The event's going to be happening quarterly with a different theme each time. So if you're interested in submitting a story or simply going to watch, you can find information on that at wordofmouthradio.org. There's more live storytelling at the Portsmouth Gaslight on Friday night. That's when 3S Art Space joins venues around the world for a simultaneous Penchacucha night. The Portsmouth event will feature six members of the community talking about their experience of being out on a limb. Should be interesting. And there's more on all these events at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. Always appreciate your listening time. If you did like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can send us your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and Twitter. After all, the most fascinating stories tend to travel by word of mouth. We love hearing yours. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us for more tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.